From the American Tobacco Historic District, this is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Tonight is a different kind of holiday for many here in the Triangle. Weather permitting, the Durham Bulls, one of the most celebrated and successful minor league baseball franchises, will host its first home game of the season. 10,000 or so fans will jam the Durham Bulls Athletic Park, affectionately called the DBAP. They'll eat some hot dogs, drink a little beer, watch some contestants wrestle in sumo suits. The mascot, Willie Bull, will drive frantically around the outfield in a go-kart. Fireworks will light up the night sky, and if there's any time left over, they might just play a baseball game. Who knows? Mike Burling is the general manager of the Durham Bulls, and he joins us now to talk about opening day. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Durham Bulls and minor league baseball really is very big around here. Bull Durham, obviously, a movie made about it. What makes it so big?
Well, I think it's the whole experience. You know, at the big league level, it's a lot about just the game. At our level, it's really about everything else. Like you mentioned, the sumo wrestling, the fireworks. It's all about creating the ultimate family experience, and I think we've done a pretty decent job of doing that at the ballpark.
Might have something to do with the ticket price.
Absolutely. You know, our highest, you can sit in the front row for $8. So, you know, obviously that is a big part of it.
And, talk a little bit about the difference between minor league ball, which was what baseball was, and now baseball is baseball on steroids. So it's the old game. It's about
It really is. It's, you know, these are not the multimillionaires. These are the guys that, you know, depending on what level you're at the single A level, you know, some of these guys are making $1,000 a month. So, you know, these guys, they really do play it for the love of the game. They still have that drive to try to get to the major league level. So they want to keep showing the crowd and their team what they can do, and they're going to put it all out on the field.
I want to bring in our managing editor, Dave DeWitt, at this point, resident sports guy. Dave, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell us about the movie Bull Durham and kind of what impact that had on who influenced whom here. Did they come down here because they knew it was big, or did it make it a big deal because the movie was made?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, Durham in and of itself was sort of indicative of the South and the kind of baseball that drew people in. It was not necessarily a small town, but it was a town big enough to have, at that time, a single-A baseball team in the Carolina League. And it wasn't necessarily a struggling franchise. The Bulls have, as Mike knows, obviously, a really great history of baseball that dates back 100 years. But it wasn't the triple-A sort of great model franchise it is now. It was played in the old Durham Athletic Park, which is in the north side of town. It's now a little bit run down, and people are trying to figure out what to do with it, actually. And after that movie, the brand of the Durham Bulls really grew, and then it got sold to Capital Broadcasting. They built a new stadium with some public help, and now it's a AAA affiliate. And Mike may or may not want to talk about this, but they often outdraw the parent club, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, particularly late in the season when the Devil Rays are 30 or 40 places out of first place. So, you know, it's a great franchise here, partly helped, no doubt, by the movie, and the brand is known worldwide because of it.
What is your relationship with the Devil Rays? How does that work?
It's actually a great partnership that we have with them. They supply the players. We pretty much do everything else. We do everything at the actual venue. So we're selling all the tickets. We're doing the marketing. We're doing all that. They basically supply us the players. But you really do need to have a good relationship with your major league affiliate. You know, we've been very fortunate to have, even though the Devil Rays haven't won at the major league level, we have one down here in AAA, and that's not all AAA teams get to say that. You know, the nice thing about having a young team like the Devil Rays is you literally will see one of our players tonight, and you will see them tomorrow up in the major leagues.
Up in the majors, and you've got some good players who are going to be with you at the start of the season.
Yeah, we've had a phenomenal start. We're 7-1 coming home tonight for our home opener, so we got off to a great start on the road. We have two of the top prospects in all of baseball in B.J. Upton and Delmon Young, and another up-and-coming prospect in Elijah Duke. So there's definitely some talent here with the Bulls, and hopefully we can get a nice cushion up in the standings so when they get called up in a couple months, right, we have some room.
Or in a couple days, depending on what the Devil Rays do. But talk a little bit, too, about, I guess one of the cool things of going to see minor league ball is that you can see players that you can count on, you know, making it really big, and then you can say, I knew you win.
Exactly. And for tomorrow's night's game, the entire team will be out after the game signing autographs. So, you know, right, you can really get, you know, really close to these guys and Really get to see true prospects here in Durham.
And I think their autographs are actually half price in the minor.
Right. Well, and I can actually vouch for that, Frank, because I've got a four-year-old who every day when he plays baseball outside, he's B.J. Upton. And, you know, because he's had a chance to meet B.J. Upton, talk to B.J. Upton, before B.J. Upton goes and becomes a great player in the major leagues once he improves a little defensively. But he's a great player. Just having the players talk to kids before and after games, you know, you can't overestimate just how important that is to young kids who get a chance to see these guys actually play very close up and then get a chance to meet them when, you know, at the major league level, that isn't as easy a thing to accomplish.
But forgive me, we're talking way too much about baseball. It is about the park and the promotions, sumo wrestlers and all of that. I mean, how much of your time, how do you do, you have meetings and spend three or four hours a day?
Say? Yeah, people always wonder, well, do you guys just take 6 months off during the off season? You know, we put in probably more work during the off season than we do during the season because we usually take a couple weeks after the year to relax a little bit, and then we instantly go into, okay, this is our schedule. What are we going to do for each one of these games? And we have over 100 promotions scheduled for our 72 games, so it's going to be a jam-packed year.
So a lot of SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yeah, SpongeBob and his buddy Patrick Jimmy Neutron will be here tonight. So.
Now, are you going to fill the stadium with water, or is he going to work outside his natural habitat?
He'll work outside his natural habitat.
Well, Dave, I know that you've actually looked at some of these promotions in the minor leagues, and some of them are astounding.
Well, yeah, I mean, minor league baseball has a great reputation for being creative because, you know, minor league baseball has been through a great resurgence recently, but before that, they really had to do creative things to bring people out to the stands. And a guy who was always at the forefront of that was a guy named Bill Veeck, who's a Hall of Famer, who was a general manager of many minor league and major league teams. And his son, Mike Veeck, has a great reputation for these kind of promotions, too. And a couple of these are his, a couple of these aren't, but I found these looking around this morning. Sports Illustrated has collected some of these into their top 10. I'm going to read a few of them, but a couple of my favorite. On August 16th, 2003, the Hagerstown, Maryland Suns gave away a full prepaid funeral valued at $6,500 to one unlucky fan. That was called pre-planned funeral night. Another one's the Richard Nixon bobblehead night. That was June 17th, 2004.
I missed that one.
The Nashua Pride did that one. And the Nashua Pride did another great one. This one actually is my favorite. Who Wants to Be a Turkish Millionaire? This was in 2002. The Nashua Pride gave away 1 million Turkish lira, which is it's about $1.16 every night to fans who could answer questions of varying difficulty, obviously playing off the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire craze of a couple of years ago. So the minor league baseball does a great job, creative way of bringing people out to the ballpark, and really it's an event. Baseball's a part of that, but it's really just a great time to come out and do something.
Mike ballpark. Burling, what's your favorite promotion coming up this year?
That's the thing. Minor league baseball, you're right. There are definitely some crazy promotions. We try to kind of be a little bit more in the middle on all those promotions.
Who wants to be only half a million Turkish
right,
lira?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. They don't do anything like Silent Night, which was July 14th, 2003. The Charleston River Dogs tried to have as quiet a game as possible. Fans wore duct tape over their mouths, held placards that read, "Yeah, Boo," and "Hey, Beer Man." And ushers were replaced by librarians and golf marshals held up "Quiet, Please" signs.
We stick with our, you know, we got 18 firework shows. We got all the different mascots coming in. We try to do a little bit more.
You know, one of the other interesting aspects about this and about the new parks, if you take a look at what the Orioles did in Major League and what you're doing down here, they're planting these. You're planting stadiums in the middle of the downtown. You're bringing a sense of community and a sense of city back to the city as well. That's kind of an interesting aspect.
It really is. And the transformation of downtown Durham has just been amazing. And obviously, Jim Goodman, our owner of Capital Broadcasting Company, that's what he envisioned when the Durham Bulls were in downtown Durham. He saw this. And to see what's happening and to be a part of what's going to continue to happen has been very exciting for us. And I know it's going to be very exciting for the Triangle.
Dave, minor league ball itself, is it getting more and more popular, or is it kind of on a plateau and we're just paying more attention to it?
Well, it seems to be getting more and more popular. You know, the Durham Bulls just a couple of years ago were the first team to bring in 300,000 people, the first minor league team to have 300,000 people in a season. They topped, I believe, 500,000 mm-hmm. last year. So that obviously is a huge growth. And I think that really comes out of the fact that Major League Baseball is seen inaccessible largely, and it's tougher to park. It's tougher to get into the ballpark. Minor league baseball, the Bulls or other schools, other teams like the Greensboro Bats, you can get right downtown. You can get in easy. It's not very expensive, and it's still the experience you want, as you said, Frank, from sort of that old time, what the games are supposed to be about. It strikes me that, you know, minor league baseball is popular for the same reason that it's the opposite of NC State's basketball situation now, where they're trying to give $2 million to a men's basketball coach and can't find somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that sort of big time athletics atmosphere that's sort of, there are people who are not really looking for that. They want a good experience, a fun experience, a family experience, and minor league baseball fills that role in, all over the country.
And you don't have to go through the nightmare, I guess, of trying to get big TV contracts, because it's not a mediated event. It's come to the stadium.
Right, absolutely. To us, it's a family event.
All right, Mike Burling, thank you very much. General manager of the Durham Bulls, home opener, season opener tonight. Dave DeWitt, managing editor here at the State of Things. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just ahead, 36 of your favorite American writers on their way to North Carolina. Stay with us. You're listening to the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. There's more.